Chapter 4.
Ha!
Snapped the goblin in a far from feeble voice.
Who are you, hey? A Gillespie? A Smythe Pike? A Briton? Or whatever the fellow calls himself?
I'm a Fletcher, Belinda squeaked.
Not family?
No, sir.
Good. Come in then, Miss Fletcher, and close the door before I catch my death. There's a terrible draught. Come in. Come in, I don't bite. At least, not pretty little girls.
He didn't look strong enough to kidnap her, Belinda thought. Besides, he couldn't very well on a moving train. I'll come in, she temporized. If I can put one of the blinds up, so if Miss Dalrymple comes looking, she can see me.
Very well, very well, he grumbled. Anything for company that doesn't come to sponge. This Dalrymple woman, she's your governess?
No, just a friend. I don't have a governess. I go to school. Stepping in, Belinda wrestled the door shut and let up a blind. Are you Mr. Albert McGowan, sir? She asked.
That's right. Talking about me, are they, hey?
He laughed a peculiar creaky sound.
And not a good word among 'em, I'll be bound.
Uncertain how to answer, she proffered her bag of sweeties. Would you like some aniseed balls?
No, thank you, Miss Fletcher. I am obliged to watch what I eat or suffer appalling consequences. Do you play chess?
Sort of. Daddy's taught me the moves, but I'm not very good. Pale, washed-out eyes peered at her from under the shaggy brows. He nodded.
I like an honest woman. Perhaps we'd better stick to draughts then, Miss Fletcher.